The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, Monday at noon on 94.3 WSC.
How about that? Be sure to tune in.
Something new is coming.
Yeah, parents who aren't just conservatives pushing back against critical race theory. You mean liberal parents also don't want racism taught to their children? Wow.
What?
You wouldn't know that if you tuned into the propaganda press. They're finally getting called out by their own, by the way, for not acknowledging parents who aren't right-wing, extremists, conservatives, you know, all the BS they spew. And it's left liberal groups also saying, no, we don't want our kids taught to be, you know, about racism with this critical race theory. So another parent storms a school board meeting. It's going viral this morning, and it's fantastic. It's worth 2 minutes of your time. Take a listen.
Talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other. It's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have 2 medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get, first of all, sign up, because I only got 5 minutes now. 2 medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You gonna tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never gonna be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't gonna be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't gonna let you get nowhere. Oh, you know you're not gonna be able to do it here because you know, the white man gonna keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing we're gonna say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what? Not their skin. Yeah, if they letting this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all gonna sit there and just pretty much pee on his grave with this nonsense? That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on the Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to the moral of the story. When it all comes down to it, the person that's going to be suffering from this, the one that's going to be hurt from this, is the kids. Yeah. 10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense. None of them are. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get it exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever going to keep any of them from getting there. So the CRT stuff, BS.
Yeah. How did he get 5 minutes? We got to figure out where that.
He was talking fast, man.
I know.
Had to get it all in.
So he did though, and that was about 2 minutes 47 seconds. Just so you know, it was probably the best 2 minutes 47 seconds I'm going to hear.
Right
in my
though.
Day.
Look how dangerous it is what they're playing with. What they will do for political power. They will throw the country under the bus. They'll throw race relations under the bus. They'll throw black people under the bus.
It's been happening for decades. The thing is it's about no more woke. It's awoken. Okay, the pendulum is swinging, and the Democrats look how scared. They don't like it.
No, they don't like it at all.
Can't ignore it. But there are a lot of people asleep to this radical ideology, and it's scary. I mean, I don't know. If anything, I keep thinking about the pandemic and what are we learning from this, and I think that people are waking up. Thank God, finally.
Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so, too, because, you know, listen, America has not for decades and decades been divided by race and color and gender and sexual orientation. And we talk about people. Listen, you're going to be wise or you're going to be a fool. And as far as I'm concerned, fools are the ones who define themselves in any way, whether it's race, color, gender, or sexual orientation. So, yeah, I just called a name. I guess I'm a big fail this Friday because I don't usually call people names.
Well, I love the Mark quote, Twain quote from the other day. I'm going to paraphrase, but, you know, at first God created stupidity. That was just for practice. Then he created school boards.
Got it. Traffic and weather. 6:25 here on 94.3 WSE. Hear from some local dads coming up about, what was it, the SEL? Oh, Lord. From CRT to SEL.
Yes.
The, what is that? What does the acronym stand for? Well, it's not good.
The, no, I lost my note. I just had it a minute ago.
It's all about.
Lost it here. Oh, social emotional learning.
Hang on.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Monday at noon on 94.3 WSC.
By the way, you can text in and potentially win free tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Fest in Vegas. And who doesn't want a vacation? We all need it. Oh, man.
Everybody's doing it. I try to book a hotel room for this weekend.
No, me too. No,
can't do it.
It's like between, like, I've seen hotel rooms at over $1,000.
I know. Now they're, going through the roof.
Wow. I'm like, wow, people are willing to pay this. This is how desperate they've been pent up. And they're like, we're getting the hell out of here, wherever here is. They're coming to our here. So, yeah. Good luck with that. 300 to over 1,000. For 4th of July weekend, I was looking. It was like, whoa.
And they're all booked up.
Yeah, I know. And people are Airbnb-ing the crap out of their places. And I'm like, wow, I don't blame you, man. You're getting $1,200 for a four-day weekend, you know? Okay. And their dumps, some of the ones I saw, was like, $1,200 for that?
Yeah.
721-8255 does look like we have at least one line open. We'll try to clear them here because here we are talking on a Big Fail Friday edition of the show about, you know, critical race theory. And here, I get a mom in the break and she says, Kelly, I don't want to be on air. She said, I got three kids, and this was, I think within the last year, they took this SEL, that whole social emotional learning testing, and they tried to make it about the kids, and we care about their mental health. And, so she tells me of her three elementary age children, 5, 9, and 10 years old at the time of the testing, that her fourth grader is able to articulate, you know, obviously the questions that are asked. And it's like, how does your mom love you kind of questions? Yeah. It's like, wait, he literally got in the car at, I don't know if it was a pickup line or what, and said, mommy, I told him that, you know, because basically he didn't get the cereal he wanted that morning, that no, my mommy doesn't love me. She said, what? What? And he said, no, I'm just kidding. Of course I didn't say that. But what on earth? Does your mommy love you? Do you feel loved by your parents?
Oh, they care about the children so much, but if the children disagree with what they're saying, look at all the videos out there. Look at the latest one from the other day where that teacher, I can't remember where it was, sixth grade kid, pushes back a little bit, and she starts calling them expletives and everything else. It starts bullying the kid.
Yeah, it's Patricia's
for not
right.
Believing in her wacko point of view.
It's a constant pounding and people are tired of it. Is that your big fail this Friday? Patricia, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Okay. I listen to you every morning.
Appreciate it.
Your show is great.
Thank you.
I think my big fail Friday is race relations between the ordinary, everyday people in this country. I don't know how... I don't know if other people will express it, but I'm fed up. I was born white. I didn't have a choice. I'm not responsible for anything anybody did 100 years ago that I never knew, that never, you know, had anything to do with me. I don't discriminate against anybody. I don't want to hold anybody back. I don't want to persecute anybody, but I don't want to be called a racist simply because I'm white.
Which is racist. right?
Which is racist. Yeah, that's my big fail Friday,
yes.
I guess.
Well, Patricia, the thing is that we're not like this with each other. It's just like the dad said at the top of the hour, you know, who's pushing back at his school board meeting. I'm a black man in America. He's a young looking guy, and no white person's ever held me back. I got 2 degrees. You know, get out of here.
Right.
You know, even he said, I'm in the hood and I'm talking to young black youth and they don't even believe this garbage. So, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, we're not as divided as they want us to believe. That's the big fail. They're failing.
Yeah, but then when you hear someone who's a representative or in government or in the media say she fantasizes about walking up to white people and putting a bullet in the back of their head.
Now, this is some organization that made, I think, the rounds last year.
She's a psychologist or something like that, too, to make it even worse.
Yeah.
Probably makes a lot of money trying to tell people how crazy they are. Yeah, right.
And how can you say that and not have the whole media come down on you like a pile of bricks?
Well, sadly, ship has sailed. We don't have this propaganda press at this point. I mean, it's just talk about a big fail this Friday.
This is where the Low Country starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Must be over the target.
Must be.
Must be over the target if here we are talking about eviscerating critical race theory, whether it's parents, right, left, white, black, doesn't matter. Coming out and storming the school board meetings and saying not anymore. And then all of a sudden what happens? My whole entire setup in here just goes boom.
Yeah, the power flickered for just a minute, and now it
was pretty dramatic. Yeah,
totally dramatic.
I'm glad that so you can hear me okay. Nothing weird sounded, huh? Weird.
I think it was that comment I made about Biden and his stain in his pants.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's it. And so 709, welcome in. It's a big fail Friday edition of the show. Boy, we always have, it's one of, listen, we're popular anyway, right? Especially through COVID. We were the number one non-urban, thanks to you, radio station in this market through COVID. And we appreciate you tuning in for information, tuning in for a place to talk about it. And I tell people all the time, through COVID, even before, phones ring before an hour before the show, phones ring hours after the show. People call from all over. We get calls quite literally. Yokosuka, Japan. We've got people who are serving in the military on bases in other parts of the world who call in and listen. And so I just want to say thank you for that, because I don't think we really talk about that enough. I know we do so much off air and on air, and the behind the scenes stuff rarely ever makes it to the airwaves, like just now where Blaze tried really hard to go. I tried to grab a cup of coffee and Blaze tried to make a breakfast bowl. Neither one of us got any of that accomplished because we got struck by some kind of CCP lightning here.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We got some weird surge in our... And who knows? I mean, someone's going to think I'm being serious here and say, yeah, conspiracy. Kelly thinks that they're being silenced by the, you know, Chinese communist. Well, do you know what? Look around. You've got conservatives by now. They're growing in number, suing Facebook and all these other big tech giants for silencing them, silencing people. And that includes Candace Owens, Rogan O'Hanley, mentioned that last night, and Tucker Carlson. I don't know if you caught that on Fox, but they're continuing to push back against being silenced. And I'm continuing, seeing the pushback and, you know, big fail this Friday. See parents stepping up, pushing back against teaching your kids racism. Nobody wants that. Let them be kids. Critical race theory. Thumbs down. Big fail. Not just Friday, but every day. And Scott, listening to the program, I appreciate your call on a big fail this Friday as a historian.
I was a state historian for 8 years before I went to go teach as an assistant professor of military science at the Citadel.
Very cool.
I have been pretty much sounding the warning bells for the last 30 years. The parents, you know, that I know about the problem we have with history being taught in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest graduated the Citadel last year. My youngest will graduate from PC next year. And I pretty much had to teach history to my kids. And fortunately, I'm a historian, so I could. But both my children, they would teach their teachers history in the classroom. And because their teachers literally would teach wrong history. They were teaching Marxist history in the classroom to their kids. It was all anti-white, anti-American history. And, I mean, this has been going on for a while. And, you know, to say that critical race theory is something new is totally wrong. And, I mean, what's been going on in our schools has been going on for a while.
Yeah, I know. I keep telling people that when they say, well, this just happened overnight, Kelly. I can't believe it's happening in my lifetime. I'm like, what? This didn't happen overnight.
No, it's been going on for quite some time.
Well, and so, Scott, what do we want to remind people of when it comes to history? We're going to be doomed to repeat it as we continue to dumb down our youth, you know? I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Exactly. You know, I have studied our nation's enemies my entire life. My entire military career, over 31 years, has been devoted to studying our nation's enemies. And this has been intentional. You know, the Marxists promised, I mean, the communists told us what they were going to do back in the 40s, and they've done it. They've actually done it. They came in here, they took over our education system, and it's been an incremental program of takeover in our country of our education system. They own it, and they are educating our children the way they want to educate them. They got endowments in our universities. They've taught our teachers for the last 70 years. And we have got to stop it. Why our three-lettered agencies in this nation have not stopped it is illogical to me. They're set up to protect this nation, to save this nation. And quite frankly, they have failed miserably.
Big Fail Friday every day. Absolutely, Scott. I 100% agree with that. And think about, when did they stop teaching, for example, Blaise cursive? We know that the Constitution is written in cursive.
All right.
How about when they stopped actually giving kids grades?
How about stop teaching civics?
I mean, it's pretty scary because we're all in this, living it in. You know, we're as much to blame as anyone else.
In history class, is just some class in revisionism.
Well, look at in our own city, right? Oldest city in America, where we're trying to take down statues and rewrite history, and people are fighting back and they're being canceled and they're being called, you know, racist and all this, you know, nonsense. What about on a statewide level? We've got a Monuments Protection Act. Why on earth is that being held up in our state Supreme Court right now? The Monuments Protection Act. Could literally just the name of our Monuments Protection Act is pretty common sense stuff, right? It's pretty common sense. Do we have a lack of common sense on our state Supreme Court? And I'm looking in your direction, judges, and I'm also looking in your direction, governor. Haven't heard a whole lot from our governor McMaster about protecting our monuments in the act.
Because he just kind of, who was it that said, he just kind of rolls along. He doesn't really take, you know, too much of a hardline position on anything.
Well, that might affect him in the next elections.
Wake up every weekday with your trusted voice. You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
Oh, man, it's so hard to pay attention to the liberal elite so-called media. They're nothing but propaganda press. But, oh, haven't you heard? Mobs of concerned parents are, quote-unquote, storming school board meetings, i.e. attending them, right? who have every single right to know what their children are being taught at school and to push back against these attempts of, forced division, i.e. critical race theory, and these racist teachings upon our kids. But the media elites, the left-leaning liberal media elites, are all in agreement that parents, you shouldn't have the same rights as them. Talk about a big fail this Friday. It just came across a clip from NBC News, because they don't believe that parents should have the same right as they do to, for example, use freedom of information requests. They're called FOIAs, just like the press use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't call them press anymore. Yeah. So they don't think that they should use them, because why would you want to know what your children are being taught? This is, listen.
Right. Freedom of information laws are wonderful things, but it is, in fact, a tactic of national and just hyper and fast growing local organizations to use onerous public records requests. So what we'll see, what we saw in Maine, is asking for all of these records requests of, how much money did you spend on anything involving race? And then that is used to sort of frame again the school board as being paying for CRT, which again is just not the case. And so that's what happened there.
False.
In Nevada,
fake
we saw again this local group called Nevada Family Alliance, who was really known for trying to get drag queen story hour stopped at the local libraries. And now one activist there told me that this was the opportunity she had been waiting for. So she files these onerous FOIA requests, gets them, and then translates them in a way that's just not correct or accurate, in a way to suggest that, again, the school board is coming from your children and teachers are specifically teaching kindergartners, white kindergartners, that they're somehow oppressors. It's just not really true. So
false.
Onerous FOIA requests, school board meetings being showing up en masse and yelling at school board members, all of this is sort of a tactic, and it's being left up on by national organizations, from the Heritage Foundation to ALEC to other groups that have popped up after the Trump presidency, to sort of push this American first agenda.
This American first agenda.
Roundly embraced by news organizations, like you mentioned, like Fox News, Breitbart, other right-wing organizations who are just covering this stuff en masse when it's really a local issue.
I got to make her stop. I just can't. I can't listen to it anymore. I mean, the fact that you think parents shouldn't have the right to know what their kids are learning, or to hold these schools and what they're learning accountable, is just absurd.
How dare you ask how we're spending your money and teaching your children.
Exactly. Teaching your children how to be racist. It's just, the Freedom of Information Act requests aren't just for the media elites, turd. And, it's just pretty incredible.
Oh, that's just onerous, Kelly.
It's just so.
It's just an onerous thing.
Yeah, so how dare you,
it's
stupid,
just not
parents.
True.
Yeah. So, it's a big fail this Friday. That was Brandy somebody's Zadronsky, speaking with Chris Hayes. It's all about the rights fixation with race and the moral panic machine over critical race theory. So this is what's happening. We're using the FOIAs to whip up a moral panic machine over CRT in schools.
Chris Hayes, the live avatar.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like an avatar.
They literally are saying that the right's the one who's got the fixation with race.
Right.
Wrong.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.